America's Untouchables. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He's been described as a reporter who specializes in America's most unwanted. He is British-born author Sasha Abramski, and he decided to seek out felons who had lost their right to vote and to determine the effect of keeping them sidelined.
There's now about 5 million people in America who can't vote. That has a huge impact on national elections.
And that impact, he says, is to exclude a large number of minorities, especially in the South.
The impact, because of the way history is playing itself out, is very, very disproportionately falling on African Americans.
They've served their time. They're also taxpaying citizens, except they have no voice.
Throughout the southern states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Virginia, somewhere in the region of 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 African American men have been told they'll never vote again.
But so what, you say? They're felons. Well, the problem with that attitude, Abramski says, is that it's turning democracy hollow.
You'll have areas of the country with about 7% of the adult citizenry unable to vote. The result is that those election victories might not actually reflect the real will of the adult majority.
Sasha Abramski is the author of a book called Conned: How Millions Went to Prison, Lost the Vote, and Helped Send George W. Bush to the White House. And as you might gather from the title, he believes that if all free Americans were allowed to vote, history would be very different.
I would argue that if we trust someone enough to say that they're rehabilitated enough to come out of prison, that no matter the crime they've committed, at a certain point, you have to be able to give them the vote back.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.